and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. President Biden is condemning Russia for escalating their attacks against Ukraine with hundreds of missiles and bombs. Here's CBS News' Ian Lee with details.
Cadets were gathering at their military academy when two Russian ballistic missiles struck. There was little time between the air raid siren and the explosions for people to take cover. The attack left dozens dead, injured hundreds more, and left many trapped under the rubble.
The Kremlin is insinuating it will take action against the U.S. if Ukraine uses the American long-range weapons it has in its possession. The Department of Justice has unsealed charges against the senior leaders of Hamas. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the DOJ has a long memory, citing the October 7th attack, as well as three decades of murders against thousands, including American citizens.
These actions will not be our last.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the defendants have led the efforts of Hamas to destroy the state of Israel and murder civilians in support of that aim, and that the charges
are just one part of our effort to target every aspect of Hamas's operations.
Garland says Hamas perpetuated the deadliest massacre of Jews since the Holocaust on October 7th and murdered entire families. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Sure, it's September. That doesn't mean we're done with the heat. Sweltering weather is expected in Nevada, Oregon, and Southern California. Phoenix's endless summer is quite a bit more endless than usual.
Phoenix meteorologist Mark O'Malley.
Typically, we'll see a day or two in the summer where the temperature doesn't hit 100. But unfortunately, this summer, we did not experience those days.
The forecast, more of the same.
There's nothing in our forecast for the next week or so that suggests temperatures will fall below 100.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
If you belong to Costco, your membership fee just went up for the first time in 7 years. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Depending on what plan you have, you'll be paying $5 to $10 more a year to shop at the wholesale club. The price hike went into effect yesterday and impacts around 52 million memberships. The last time Costco raised its annual fee was back in 2017.
Pope Francis has a packed day of meetings with political and religious leaders on his first day in Indonesia. Francis started the day with a meeting with the Indonesian president. Cannons boomed as the two presided over a welcome ceremony. He's following that with remarks before government authorities. Francis is expected to press his hopes for continued interfaith harmony in a country with a tiny Catholic minority. The Pope meets with Indonesia clergy next. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Big Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is touring public schools in Wisconsin. More from Lisa Hale.
Cardona kicked off the Back to School Bus Tour with the theme of fighting for public education.
Every student across the country should have access to a high-quality public school.
Cardona visited Jackson Elementary School in Green Bay and in the Oneida Nation, Oneida Elementary. He's touring schools in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. I'm Lisa Hale.
A marathon swimmer is trying to cross Lake Michigan again. Jim Dreyer tried a few weeks ago, but his GPS malfunctioned and he accidentally got off course. He left the Michigan shore again Monday night and hopes to make it to Milwaukee later this week. He actually made it across the Big Lake one other time in 1998. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory.
And the 1-1 pitch to Churio, swinging a ball, drilled deep left field. Back is Scott at the wall. Grand slam! Second career slam for the rookie Jackson Chourio, and the Brewers have broken it open.
That call courtesy of ESPN Radio. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies overhead here in the overnight as a light south breeze continues. Temperatures dropping to the lower 50s at sunrise. On Wednesday, sunny skies, highs close to 80 degrees, south winds turning gusty. Thursday, a chance of showers and storms. It's 57 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm back on the home court in Green Bay and welcome the hilarious comedian and Wisconsin native Mary Mack. And from HBO's hit show Hacks, actress Rose Abdu joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Just some amazing stuff here. Donald Trump is running around going, I had peace, and Kamala Harris he's going after Biden, but he's saying walls. Want to have a war like, you know, quack, quack, quack. Turns out, that's just another lie. 65 American soldiers died in combat during Trump's presidency. 65. The total number of U.S. troops killed in combat under Biden from the day he took office until today is 16, which is the lowest that we've had in decades. Decades. So who's the real peace president? Well, definitely not Donald Trump. Meanwhile, the right-wing preachers are weaponizing our court system. This was my op-ed yesterday, by the way. We were not, you know, live on the air, so I didn't have an opportunity to share it with you. But this is a fascinating thing. There's a group representing right-wing preachers, and they're making this pitch. It's called the National Religious Broadcasters. And by preachers, I mean the multimillionaires and billionaires. You know, Pat Robertson's a billionaire, of course, who go on TV, go on the radio and pitch for money and you know, talk about Jesus and politics and stuff. And here's the problem. Back in 1954, the United States Supreme Court ruled in Brown versus Board of Education that it is illegal to have intentionally racially segregated schools in the United States, and that school systems had to do something about this. Now, this immediately produced a campaign called Massive Resistance, particularly across the South, but this was nationwide. And it got, this was the beginning of Fred Koch, Charles and David's father, who's now long passed, who made his fortune drilling oil and building refineries for Joseph Stalin, the Soviet Union bloodthirsty dictator. This is what got Fred Koch into politics. Fred Koch was so outraged by that 1954 Supreme Court decision that white kids, had to go to school with black kids, God forbid, that he started pouring money into the John Birch Society, and they put up billboards all over America. If you're old enough, you remember these things. This was throughout the late 50s and even the early 60s that said, impeach Earl Warren, and had a big American flag on him. And that was the John Birch Society. So what happened as a result of this massive resistance campaign was, with regard to churches, was two things. Number one, a number of churches started whites-only private schools. And they did this under the guise of religion, saying, hey, we're a church. We can have any criteria we want for people to, you know, this was long before the Civil Rights Act of 1964, right? So it was still legal to discriminate as long as you weren't a public school. So you know, this was Jerry Falwell's school and, you know, Liberty University. Bob Jones kind of pioneered it in the college area. But there were literally hundreds of these. They called them, you know, academies, all white Christian academies. Literally hundreds of them around the United States that were started by churches, specifically to get around Brown v. Board, number one. And number two, these ministers started preaching from the pulpit about the evils of integration, about how, you know, the Bible is very clear that black people have the mark of you know, Cain. Yeah, it was Cain and Abel, right? And that you know, Cain killed his brother Abel, and God put a mark on him, and that mark is being black, and quack, quack, quack. And this was a shtick that goes way, way back, right, among white racists, white supremacist racists in particular. And they started preaching this stuff from the pulpit and talking about politics and how you have to elect these, you know, these racist, you know, the Strom Thurmonds of the world, the, you know, the George Wallaces of the world, the segregation now, segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever type of politicians. So Lyndon Johnson in 1954 introduced legislation in the United States Senate. Now, at that time, that year, the Senate was controlled by Republicans. And the president of the United States, Dwight Eisenhower, was a Republican. Lyndon Johnson, of course, was a Democrat. But he got a lot of good stuff done, and he worked with them. He worked with Republicans back then. There were some rational Republicans, and they passed an amendment. It was on a voice vote in the Senate, but it was damn near unanimous that any church that involves itself in political activity, that explicitly endorses a political campaign or a politician or talks about politics in the pulpit, loses their IRS tax-exempt status. Now, that tax-exempt status is a big deal. It means that the guy who runs the church can live in a house that he doesn't have to pay property taxes on, that the church can get a refund on any sales taxes that they pay throughout the year on everything they buy, that the church doesn't have to pay property taxes, that basically you and I are picking up the tab for all these things. And that as time went on, that these multimillionaire TV preachers that are represented in large part by the National Religious Broadcasters, this NRB group, that they can even write off their private jets. So this would be a big deal. And what happened was around 2000, in the George W., or 2001, 2002, with the George W. Bush administration, the IRS basically stopped enforcing this rule. And by 2016, there were hundreds of complaints to the IRS of preachers preaching politics in the pulpit. One was investigated. No one was prosecuted. No one lost their tax-exempt status. And it continues to this day. It's now a normal part of going to church on Sunday, if you're in these evangelical churches, is hearing a rant about the evils of Kamala Harris or the wonders of Donald Trump. So the National Religious Broadcasters now has filed a lawsuit with a right-wing judge in Texas. And a Trump-appointed judge arguing that the Johnson Amendment from 1954 is actually a violation of their First Amendment right to free speech. Now, this is kind of bizarre if you think about it, because nobody is saying you can't endorse people from the pulpit. All we're saying is if you endorse a politician from the pulpit, whether it's a Democrat or Republican, if you endorse a politician from the pulpit, we're not going to subsidize you anymore. We're not going to pay for your fire. We're not going to pay for your police. We're not going to pay for your public services. We're not going to pay your share of the roads and the highways and the byways and the airways and everything else. We're not going to subsidize you anymore. You're going to have to pay your damn taxes just like the rest of us if you want to do that. But the National Religious Broadcasters are saying, oh, no. They're attempting to stifle free speech. And even though, and, you know, as you can see, this is an absurd argument, there's a very good chance it will succeed in Texas. There's a very good chance that when it goes to the Fifth Circuit, it will succeed there in the appeals court. And there's a very good chance that when it goes to the United States Supreme Court, the six right-wing Catholics on the court will say, well, of course they're trying to stifle free speech. And we're going to see this thing knocked down. So, number one, I wanted to just kind of wave the warning flag that this is coming. And it's probably, I mean, you know, it's probably going to work its way. It's probably going to take 2 years to work its way up to the Supreme Court. It might only take 1 year. We'll see. But this is coming, number one. And number two, I wanted to encourage you to encourage your legislators, the two members of the House of Representatives who represent you, if you live anywhere in America except Washington, D.C., where you have Eleanor Holmes Norton, you have one person, and your two senators, although if you live in Washington, D.C., you have no senators, even though D.C. has a larger population than several of our states, larger population than Wyoming or Vermont. But nonetheless, if you to contact your members of Congress, and you could do it by calling them, which is probably the most efficient way to do it. You can also send them a postcard, which doesn't have to go through the whole anthrax filtering thing like letters do. And the telephone number is 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. I'll say it again in a few minutes. Call them up and tell them that you want to see the Johnson Amendment enforced. You want the Internal Revenue Service to be put on notice that they have to start enforcing the damn law. Because I don't want to be subsidizing, and I don't think you want to be subsidizing these right-wing churches that are preaching politics rather than religion. I have no problem with the church being nonprofit. I frankly, I don't think they should be nonprofit, because I think at the end of the year, if a church was a for-profit corporation and they used all of their money at the end of the year to support the poor, like Jesus said, they'd have no money left over to be taxed. There would be no, you pay no income tax if you make no profit. Any corporation. But, you know, I'm not going to fight that fight. I'm going to say, okay, let the churches be nonprofit as long as they don't mess with politics. But the minute that they start messing with politics, it's time to say, no, sorry. You pay your damn taxes like everybody else. So, again, the number for Congress is 202-224-3121. Write it down, stick it on your refrigerator. You call, that's the switchboard. And you just say, you know, hey, I live in Ohio. I'm not sure who my congressperson is, but here's my address. They'll look it up for you. Give them your zip code. They'll tell you. And they'll connect you to their office. And, of course, your two United States senators.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
J.D. Vance steps in it again. I'll tell you about that, and then I'll pick up your calls right after this.
If you could help turn back the clock and help your dog play like a puppy again, no matter their age. Introducing Dr. Marty Pet's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Dr. Marty is now helping dog parents right at home.
I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Nature's Blend is designed to support your dog's healthy lifespan with turkey, beef, salmon, duck, seeds, veggies, and fruit, and with zero artificial preservatives. When given the choice between Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first. For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Study available upon request. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A recent survey found that in the last year, 25% of Americans used Buy Now Pay Later services like Afterpay or Klarna or Zip. We spend more with Buy Now Pay Later because, you know, six easy payments of $30 feels more affordable than $180 all at once for that cowboy hat or those leggings or that Yeti cooler. But when paying the full price for something feels uncomfortable, that is a clear sign for me that the purchase probably doesn't align with my financial goals. If Buy Now Pay Later is helping somebody replace a necessary thing, like an appliance or something like that, That's a sign that their emergency fund plan needs some attention so they don't have to finance those situations. Buy now, pay later encourages us to develop money behaviors that aren't that helpful for our long-term financial security. For more money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Take good care.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Matt and Air on Air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time. I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M. Superbearing.com, code Tom.
Turn the dial, hear the chatter. Voices rise, opinions scatter across the airwaves, loud and clear. Talk radio's always near. Talk radio, where the voices collide, two red opinions side by side. Echoes of the nation, stories unfold. In the heart of the airwaves, truths are told. From dawn to dusk, the spin tale. Politics, culture, every detail. Hosts with passion, callers with fire. A symphony of voices never tire. Talk radio, where the voices collide.
Yep, it's the unholy alliance between church and state that they're trying to bring back. Welcome back, 23 minutes past the hour. J.D. Vance steps in it again. Now, this is a clip from 2021. Again, this was back when he was running against Tim Ryan to become the United States Senator from Ohio, and Peter Thiel came in and poured millions of dollars into the campaign and basically bought the seat for J.D. Vance, who Peter Thiel had turned into a multimillionaire, had funded his earlier venture capital efforts.
And Vance was running as a kind of, you know, Ohio values Christian guy, even though his wife is apparently Hindu. But, you know, he was running as this, you know, women should be in the home, even though his wife is a lawyer and works. You know, taking care of the kids and, you know, quack, quack, quack. And so now this clip comes out. This is a brand new one. And this is particularly awful. He was talking about his female classmates at Yale Law School, which is where he met his wife. And he said they are, quote, pursuing racial or gender equity is like a value system that gives their life meaning. But they all find that the value system leads to misery. He goes on. I mean, you know, and then he amplifies his point. He says, what they don't realize, he's talking about the women at Yale who are preparing for careers. He said, what they don't realize, and I think some of them do eventually realize that, thank God, is that that is actually a path to misery. And that the path to happiness and fulfillment is something that these institutions are telling people not to do. Now, of course, there, what he's talking about is, you know, be a trad wife. Be the woman who, you know, is on her feet in the kitchen and on her back in the bedroom, and that's it. He goes on to say, the corruption is, it puts people on a career pipeline, and he's talking about women again. He says people, but the corruption is, it puts people on a career path line that causes them to chase things that will make them miserable and unhappy. And so they get in positions of power. Again, he's talking about career women. Just listen to this. This is mind-boggling. And so they get in positions of power, and then they project that misery and unhappiness on the rest of society. You get this? J.D. Vance is telling us that the reason that society is miserable, the reason that we have problems in this country, is because we allow women to have political and economic power. We allow women to run for public office. We allow women to go to college and get advanced degrees. We allow women to become judges and lawyers and doctors. We allow women to become astronauts and fighter pilots and be in the military. Do you get this? It's just, you know, it's a full-throated endorsement of the tradwife movement, which is a real thing. And, you know, if a woman wants to be a trad wife, God bless her. But, you know, to say that professional women are inflicting misery on the rest of us because they're miserable because they didn't choose to have children, or they did and they went back to work, is horrible.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I do not understand how any rational woman in America can vote for this man. What say you? I'll pick up your calls after the break. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News brief, the Kremlin threatened action against the West if they allow Ukraine to use the American long-range weapons, CBS News' Ian Lee reports.
Zelensky asking the West for more help in defending his country's skies, as well as permission to use advanced weapons to hit targets deep in Russia, including the bases that house jets that launch missiles.
The Justice Department filed criminal charges against Hamas leaders connected to the October 7th attack on Israel. Aaron David Miller is a former State Department Middle East negotiator.
It's an important statement that the United States cares about and will expend resources in bringing to justice those individuals or groups that kill Americans.
Pope Francis is in Indonesia meeting with the Indonesian president. Cannons boomed as part of an elaborate welcome ceremony. Francis is talking interfaith harmony in a country with the world's largest Muslim population. CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is touring public schools in Wisconsin. More from Lisa Hale.
Cardona kicked off the Back to School Bus Tour with the theme of fighting for public education.
Every student across the country should have access to a high-quality public school.
Cardona visited Jackson Elementary School in Green Bay and in the Oneida Nation, Oneida Elementary. He's touring schools in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. I'm Lisa Hale.
A marathon swimmer is trying to cross Lake Michigan again. Jim Dreyer tried a few weeks ago, but his GPS malfunctioned and he accidentally got off course. He left the Michigan shore again Monday night and hopes to make it to Milwaukee later this week. He actually made it across the Big Lake one other time in 1998. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Another summer season at the movies says goodbye, but there were some encouraging signs at the gate. The last big weekend of the season saw Deadpool and Wolverine spend a fifth week at the top of the charts with a haul of over $15 million. The film showed tremendous staying power as it recently became the highest grossing R-rated movie ever. Coming in second place at the box office was Alien Romulus with a take of $9 million. Speaking of staying power, Twisters finished in third place at just under $8 million. The only new release to crack the top five was Reagan starring Dennis Quaid. The film opened to not so great reviews but still managed to come in fourth place and also bring in $8 million at the box office. And rounding out the top five is sleeper hit It Ends With Us starring Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. The movie finished the weekend with just under $7.5 million, but is at $133 million domestically. It's been a good summer. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies overhead here in the overnight as a light south breeze continues. Temperatures dropping to the lower 50s at sunrise. On Wednesday, sunny skies, highs close to 80 degrees, south winds turning gusty. Thursday, a chance of showers and storms. Right now, it's 58.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Hey, everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September, and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us on a hump day edition next time. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, plus your phone calls. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Cholesterol Health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. Code Tom, T-H-O-M, superbearing.com to get their free month supply of Super Bearing and 15% off. Superbearing.com, code Tom.
They say the truth will set you free, but shadows fall where light should be. From Moscow to Budapest and D.C., the free press fights, but now they're on their knees. Echoes of freedom silenced by fear. Dictators rise when no one's here. Words of dissent now disappear. Goodbye, free press. Your end is near. Goodbye, free press. We mourn the sound of voices.
Yeah, it's it really is a problem, the press in America. We're seeing all this both sidesism and this, you know, phony this and that, and it's a mess. Anyhow, welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. What's on your mind today? Michael in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
All right. Thanks first for your service as a volunteer for America and for humanity.
You're welcome.
Your secret history titles are excellent, clear, and cogent. I learned from you 20 years ago that Boston Tea Party was specifically against the British East India Company, biggest corporation of the day, being exempt from the tea tax. Also, the corporation personhood theory was a head note from the Supreme Court in our decision.
Yep.
And if a person, how can a corporation be bought and sold? On the subject of evangelists, my mother worked for Jimmy Swaggart in Baton Rouge in the mid-'80s.
Oh, really?
Helped with the many, oh, yeah. Helped with the many daily mailbags before praying them en masse, before a smaller group opened and counted the contributions.
Right.
They were told that God knew it was in the mailed prayers. So they were theologically correct, but it seems to me a violation of implied contract.
No, hang on just a second here, Michael. I went through a period in my life around the time Louise and I got married in the early 70s where I was a technician for RCA Corporation. This is what I did to get health insurance for Louise's, for our first child's birth. And I was driving a truck around Detroit, going to people's homes, fixing their TVs for RCA Corporation. Mm-hmm. And I used to listen to religious broadcasting. I was, you know, fascinated by it. It was kind of a very Christian religious phase in my life. And I listened to Jimmy Swaggart all the time. And one of his big pitches was, you know, send us your prayer and a check, and I will read your prayer, or your prayer request, rather. I will read your prayer request, and I will personally pray for you to God to heal you or help you. And people, you know, took that very, very seriously. Are you telling me that your mother worked there and that those prayer requests never actually got read? Well, let's see, we don't need to swear on the air, Michael, but I get your point. Wow. That's disheartening.
Christian
Slater is a multimillionaire. I guess, you know, it makes sense. Multimillionaires.
He's a charming guy, and he's a cousin of Jerry Lee Lewis and Jimmy Swaggart.
Yep.
Used to run around with him being a juvenile delinquent.
Yep.
What I'm really calling about, I'm afraid, is Adam Smith. You're aware of
the economist or the congressman?
The 1776 Wealth of Nations.
Okay. And Theory of Moral Sentiment, which was actually a much more important book. But yes, go for it.
Which I must read.
Yeah, you should. I mean, in Theory of Moral Sentiments, Adam Smith lays out how greed will destroy, unregulated capitalism will destroy itself through greed, and essentially proposes things. You know, Thomas Paine took these a big step farther in his pamphlet Agrarian Justice, proposing what today we call Social Security.
But anyhow, back to you, Michael. Adam Smith.
Well, you're correct. I mean, one thing is that power changes the mind.
Mm-hmm.
It shows up like a concussion. It decreases empathy. It increases willingness to take risks and also impetuosity,
and
which means it's really goddamn dangerous.
Yeah, and you got to stop.
Okay, it's very dangerous.
Thank you.
And the founding fathers all were concerned about power being too strong somewhere, and that's what the Constitution's all about.
You're right.
Letting there be too much power anywhere.
As Barack Obama said, the Constitution is a contract of negative, I'm forgetting his phrase now, but he got criticized by Republicans for it. But basically, you're absolutely right. What the Constitution does is it limits government power. It doesn't establish it.
Yes.
By and large.
In any case, Adam Smith, I think, needs to be quoted by Harris and everybody else that actually wants to do something.
Yeah. Well, I get it. I just
call him a Marxist.
Yeah, I get it. I just don't think most Americans even know who Adam Smith is, sadly.
They need to be told who he is. They clearly don't know who Marx was.
I'm with you, Michael. Michael, thank you. I got to move along, but thank you for the call. It's, let's see, Marcia in San Diego. Hey, Marcia, what's up?
Hi. I'm just calling. It was sort of relative to your first topic about billionaires not paying taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of siblings who each own a lot of real estate. They don't pay any taxes.
Well, they're paying property taxes, aren't they?
They don't pay any income taxes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. On the increased value of their property over time.
I don't know. I just know that, I mean, my brother, for example, qualifies, who is traveling all over the world, has two homes, but qualifies for low-income health insurance.
Oh, really?
You know, I don't know how that happens. I thought maybe you could shed some light on that.
If you have millions of dollars in assets, you can borrow against those assets. And you know, you have to pay the bank for the borrowing, so it's going to cost you, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6% even in today's environment. But and then you can live off that borrowed money, and then you eventually pay it back, with the continued increased value of your assets. You can play that game literally until the day you die. And paying 5 or 6% interest is a whole lot cheaper than paying 35% income tax. And that's why wealthy people do this, why they live off they live off money borrowed against their assets so as not to pay taxes, rather than living off selling their assets, in which case they would have to pay capital gains tax or even an income tax, depending on how long they had held the asset. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yes, I do. There are even options if you sell your property that they invest it in some sort of, I'm sorry, I forget the name.
You just have to roll it into a similar asset. If you sell $1 million property and you buy a $1.2 million property, you basically pay no tax on the profit on that $1 million property. Or at least that's my understanding of it. I am not a real estate investor, so I really don't know the tax law in that regard well enough to speak about it,
They also just seem to show loss after loss after loss.
Well, that's because you get depreciation. You can depreciate those properties, which looks like a loss on paper. You're not actually losing anything, but you take the value of the property and you amortize that, not the land, but the house on the land, and you amortize that over a period of time that's defined by tax law. And again, I don't know what it is. And you get to take those as losses against your own personal income. And that may actually be the major way that he's avoiding paying taxes. Marcia, thanks for the call. I'm sorry I can't be more enlightening, but I hope that was helpful. Gary in Nooksack, Washington. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Good morning.
Good morning.
A couple of points I think need to be talked about and examined and then broadcast. First of all, there needs to be a challenge to anybody that can show where the theory and practice of trickle-down economy has ever worked for the people of a country on the planet in history. It has never worked.
Correct.
And the idea that Republicans want to do it again and again and again is one of the psychiatric principles of insanity.
Yes. Yeah, according to Einstein, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing I wanted to mention, too, was the Constitution mandates that the states, although they have a right to run their elections as they see fit, they shall, which is legalese for must, provide the people with a Republican form of government.
Correct.
Which is designed as letting you vote for your
correct, but the Supreme Court has never acknowledged that. And in fact, in Bush v. Gore, they acknowledged the exact opposite of that. They repudiated that. Is that in Article 5? I forget what part of the Constitution that's in.
I can't recall, but I do remember reading it and highlighting it. Yeah. But I don't have my copy in front of me right now.
Yeah, I'll look it up while we're talking.
But I wonder, is there a case then when there is plain language and the Supreme Court directly goes against it? Is there a Supreme Court any kind of authorization to yank these people? They are breaking the law.
The people you're referring to are members of the Supreme Court, you mean?
Yeah,
there is. By the way, the Republican form of government, this is Article 4, Section 4. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or the executive against domestic violence.
Right.
You know, there you go. With regard to the Supreme Court, what can be done about them? The only way that you can remove a sitting Supreme Court justice is through impeachment. And that process is identical to the way you remove a president. You have to have articles of impeachment argued, debated, and passed by the House of Representatives, where then a group of people from the House goes to the Senate and acts as prosecutors, and the trial is held in the Senate. It's only happened once. It was in the early 1800s against a guy named Samuel Chase. He was a drunk and an ass, but they still didn't convict him in the Senate. So no Supreme Court justice has ever been removed that way. But that's the only provision in the Constitution that allows
it.
You're
listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
46 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My dogs, Blue and Chewy, devour this food. I love that it's the healthiest and best food ever for them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever there'd be like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should too. I used to have a little mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to use ShipStation for all of our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Just go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M, S-H-I-P, Station, ShipStation.com, and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M. Two minutes past the hour. Larry in Coos Bay, Oregon. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. I hope you had a good weekend. Just a couple of things, and most importantly, an observation. This past Saturday, the Dem Club in Coos County had a rally on the 101 Boardwalk, which goes right through downtown Coos Bay. And it was very well attended. It wasn't heavily advertised, just the Dem Club. And I was a little disappointed because mostly it was us older folks. I'm your age, Tom. Mm-hmm. And there was some younger people there, but it wasn't that advertised. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have another one after we get our ballots, because we all vote by mail here, and our pamphlets. So we're going to have another one. But more importantly, I've been here for four election cycles since 2018. And each one had a lot of pushback from Trump supporters, guys flying flags, all these yahoos running around with things on the side of their car, Trump won, things like that, honking their horns. Well, this year, not any. And there were no signs up for Trump. There were no signs up for Trump. We do have a couple of houses that have very ornate decorations for Trump, but they've been there for, as far as I know, all four cycles. I walk my dog in the neighborhoods around here so I can, again, gauge what's going on. And also, there is someone who's running against Val Hoyle, our Democratic congressperson. She took over for Peter DeFazio when I was here. Who, by the way, is a national treasure. He was great. He used to hang out.
Yeah, he used to live in a boat right down from my boat when we both lived in the marina in Washington D.C.
Right. Yeah. He was a real gem. But as I said, the person that's running against Val Hoyle now, her name is Monique Despond, and I've just seen a couple of commercials. Her signs, which only two people I see have in my neighborhood, are white with white background with green lettering with her name on it, and then on the bottom it just says in small print, Monique for Congress. I didn't know that she was a Republican until I got a survey from YouGov saying, who are you going to vote for in the 2024 election? And that's when I saw the R next to her name.
Oh, interesting.
Her commercials are she's a veteran, she's an independent voice for working class people, things like that. But no indication, even in her commercial, that she is actually running on the Republican ticket.
Yeah, they're running away from it. And they realize how toxic this party has become under Trump.
And again, the more important thing is a lot of the yahoos that were around here, and we didn't get anybody coming from the eastern side of the state to come bother us, because we did have guys running around here from the militia. In fact, there's one incident in 2020 that stuck out in my mind was a guy walking around with a Proud Boy T-shirt carrying an AK-47 in a grocery store that we have locally here. And that scared, I can't curse, that freaked us out totally. But none of that is happening now.
Yeah.
And again,
I haven't been to Coos Bay in years. My old friend Armin Lehman used to live there, the guy who brought the news to Hitler that he had lost the war. He wrote a book about it, in fact. But Louise and I get to Astoria, you know, every couple of years anyway. There's a nice restaurant we like to visit there. And last time I was there was maybe 3 years ago in Astoria, and there were two different trucks driving around with giant Trump flags waving from the back of them. I'm not seeing any of that anymore. I haven't seen a single one there, even here in Portland. I mean, they used to be around Portland, too.
Yeah, this is my fourth cycle, and it is changing, and it's really interesting. By the way, Coos Bay and North Bend, you know, we're sister cities, so we only have 30,000 people here.
Yep.
But the Democratic Party here is very active now, very involved. We're having meetings, we're having events.
Glad to hear it. Larry, I'm out of time. I'm sorry, but that's just great. Larry, thanks a lot for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as...
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, Mandela Barnes with an update on how Wisconsinites can sign up now for big rebates that'll improve their homes and lower their utility bills.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Todd Allbus Show.
Hey, everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September, and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.